So the Omicron variant seems to be playing by a slightly different set of rules. Unlike with the Delta variant, public health officials are now saying that two shots are not enough, and they're urging boosters. Some prominent aerosol scientists are also strongly advocating for a switch to K95 masks or N90 respirators instead of simply cloth or surgical masks. Are the guidelines for testing different, or are they more or less the same with the Omicron variant?
Yeah, so the short answer to your question with respect to how testing is affected is we don't fully understand yet how antigen tests may be impacted, if at all, by Omicron. That's something that is to be discovered. Certainly, it is playing by a different playbook in terms of how much more infectious it is. And we know that if you're not vaccinated, your rate of reinfection is much higher than what we saw for Delta. And so definitely, the vaccines so far are holding up with respect to preventing and severe infection hospitalization, but it's a good time to go get boosted if you haven't already.
It's interesting to see what happens in retail spaces with each wave of this virus. At the very start of the pandemic, there was a run on toilet paper, and now at-home COVID tests are really hard to find. I mean, what do you think this is about?
I mean, it's supply and demand, right? I think the announcement in the Biden administration is they're saying there'll be a 500 million antigen tests that will, over some period of time, become available to the public starting in January. So maybe we won't be in this much of a predicament trying to procure them in the future. We'll have to see.
What advice would you give to people who are trying to strike a proper balance that would allow people to more or less carry on with their lives without being overly cautious?
This is such a great question. And it's a thing I'm wrestling with myself, trying to decide what the heck to do. And I think adjusting to a new normal, whereby for us to just wish this away and think that we can attain what life was like in the pre-days permanently, is not realistic. Instead, it's like, well, what are the things we can combine to be able to do the things that we need to do? And understanding that we're all in this together, and until everyone on the planet has the opportunity to be protected, none of us are safe.
I have a personal question. So my fiance's grandmother is 104 years old.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
And yeah, she's old. She hasn't gotten COVID. She's been in a nursing home. We haven't gotten our boosters. Neither of us have yet. And we can't get them until after the holidays. So we're wondering if it's responsible for us to see her on Christmas.
Look, this is something, there's no right or wrong answers here. Every decision that we all make is about some degree of how much risk are we prepared to take. And especially with somebody of that age in a nursing home, what's the impact of not seeing her too? If it were my family, you know, so that's, if she's expecting you, you're not going to do something that knowingly endangers her, but you know, I'm sure she is looking forward to seeing you guys also. I think in that case, you have to say, what are the additive, if it were me, I don't speak for myself, what are the additive things that I can do or that we can collectively do to try to make it as safe as possible, understanding that there's always going to be some degree of risk, and are we comfortable with that? I mean, I assume that your fiance's granny is hopefully boosted.
Yeah, she's boosted
herself. And yeah. So at most that was 3 months ago, you know, that's when September was when they started rolling that out. So she's boosted, you're vaccinated. You know, what are the added layers? Well, you guys can test right before you go in. That's at least saying, okay, at this moment, I don't think I have a whole lot of virus present. Hopefully there's none. And then combining it with masking. You know, we're wrestling with this in my family too. And I've been sort of saying like, okay, well, before we all meet, I want to try and get a PCR and then a test the day of, and maybe for the first 2 days while we're staying there, we'll kind of mask and then we'll sort of test again. So yeah, I think, you know, and obviously wherever you're meeting her in the nursing home, I'm guessing if it's in Colorado, it's not like the windows are going to be wide open and you know, it's probably pretty cold. I mean, maybe upgrade your mask when you're seeing her.
Yeah. I think that I like the idea of, you know, just wearing a mask for as much as possible, and also testing right before, you know, as soon as as close to seeing her as possible. I feel like that would make.
I mean, we know what the real danger points are like, what are the high risk activities? It's like eating, drinking, being right. You know what I mean? But seeing each other masked and you're vaccinated, she's boosted, you've tested. I mean, there's nothing more you can really do, really, is there? It's like all the things.
What about if you ate a meal, but you didn't all sit at the same table?
This is so hard because we know with Omicron that it's so much more infectious, and we don't still totally understand why exactly that is, but we know the data point to it. I would eat outside, yeah, distance, but indoors, the windows are closed. I mean, it gets a little bit dicey, you know, because we know, if you think about even before Omicron or Delta or whoever, all the other ones, that there was restaurant spread, right?
Right. One of the silver linings is it hasn't snowed here yet in Colorado. So it's like 60 degrees out. So maybe we can't eat inside.
You might be able to open your windows when you meet with her, which is good.
Yeah. I've been speaking with Dr. Susan Butler Wu, Associate Professor of Clinical Pathology at the University of Southern California. Dr. Susan Butler Wu, thank you so much for talking with me.
Nice speaking with you.